like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah, yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. DJ turn me up. Yeah. I like my music loud, so DJ turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, tryna get lit. Music loud, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.
This episode 506 of True Speech. We're live? Okay. Countdown clock in 4, 3, 2, 1. Oof, it is damn good to be back here on this episode. Dude, one of the classic 3 a.m. shows. We're back. Dude, this is like one of the times where you can literally like sit and think the most out of any part of the day, right? I'm always saying and considering that nighttime isn't a time where everyone's just sleeping. Like, if you think about it, dude, for a second, people think of daytime and nighttime. People sleeping at night. People are up during the day. Nobody's working at night. But in reality, dude, the world is operating in 24/7 of every single day. If you think about it, like, I didn't really realize that until I worked. At all hours of the day. Out of all hours of the day, excuse me. Dude, my posture is so shitty. Dude, I'm gonna have so much back problems when I'm older because of my shitty ass posture. But we're chilling here. We're here. We're back. It's good to be back. It's good to be here. What fueled our motivation to return to the show today? I'll say because of the fact that we haven't had a show in a while. And also wanted to discuss and talk about everything that's going on in the world. As we said, like, there's a lot of stuff going on. And as we continue to go without shows, as we continue to go weeks upon weeks or days upon days without shows, dude, the world keeps on turning. The world keeps on turning. Events keep on occurring. And there's just keeps on adding more stacked and stacked upon stacked upon stacked. Stacked up events that we're gonna have to discuss one way or another. But what better way to discuss all the craziest, trendiest events and all the things occurring here in today's world, today's society, to everything, and then some on this episode of True Speech. Like I said, we have Instagram, we have Threads, we have Twitter. Fuck calling it X. Fuck X. Fuck you. It's called Twitter. That's called Twitter. Twitter.com/TruthSpeechPod. It's Twitter.com/GTKingOfficial. And Twitter.com/TruthSpeechPod. If we didn't say that already. Same thing with Instagram. Instagram.com/TruthSpeechPod. Instagram.com/GTheKing_official. Why the fuck can we have changed the Instagram handle to GT King Official as well? I think because it was taken. That was the reason why I couldn't change it to that. But anyways, we're live. We're back. It's good to be back, dude. Have I been back since I've gotten my new e-scooter? Dude, I wouldn't even fucking call that thing an e-scooter, bro. It's absolutely fucking savage. So I picked up the 2023 Awesome Leopard. It's literally called Awesome Leopard. It's AUSOM Leopard. And it, dude, there's like four editions. I think two, three, or four editions. So let me see. I think there's maybe three or four editions. I don't fucking know at the top of my head, but all I know is this edition was like 900 something. And top speed, if you're not a fat ass, it goes 35 miles an hour. It comes with a seat too. And obviously it has two less tires, but the edition that I got, the editions normally come with just regular tires. But dude, if you're, it's meant to go off-roading and on-roading. It's meant to commute and or drive off-road if you're an off-roader. I mean, in my case, since I live like in the country and all that, dude, there is a lot of dirt. There's a lot of land. There isn't sidewalks. We don't believe in sidewalks here, apparently. And you got a lot of crazy-ass drivers, too. But you guys remember the old scooter? Dude, this makes the old scooter look like a virgin. My God. It is one hell of a scooter. It's one hell of a deal. I'm not asking for any promotions. I'm not promoting anything. But, dude, it is one hell of a scooter. But let me tell you. I'm going to fix my posture so I don't have a back problems when I'm older. But yeah, it's one hell of a scooter though. Looking right at it, it's black and white, so you could kind of take it as like a bumblebee like scooter, as well as be a classic Batman scooter. Because a few months back I ordered a aluminum Batman logo decal that you stick on your vehicles, on the outside of your vehicles, and it's aluminum, so you put it on the outside. It's weatherproof for the most part, but dude, if you look at it, it looks like perfect, as in it looks like it goes with it. It looks like it's a part of a scooter. And let me tell you, dude, that thing is one hell of a fucking ass scooter. If anything, bro, I've underused it. Completely. I've underused it completely. Underused it completely. Completely, 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 bro. Because my God. My God, my God. Because, dude, the first time I had it, I don't know if I went for the ride the first day or the second day. But I'm pretty sure that I did. I mean, when I went to River, there's this place over here called River Islands, right? It's fucking beautiful, man. I know some people try to trash it. Some people try to say it's not as big as it's hyped up to be. I mean, dude, if you're poor, of course, it's not one of the biggest places to be hyped up about. But, dude, it's pretty there. I mean, it's if you're familiar with the Bay Area, if you're familiar with San Francisco, if you're familiar with all the cities leading up to San Francisco, like the richer parts, like Fremont, or like the BART station or something, like where the BART station is and all that. Like, you know, obviously those may not be the most specific areas that are rich, but there are a lot of areas. If you go where Fremont is, you know, where the IMAX theater is and all that shit, there's houses, there's apartments to rent for like $2,000 plus a month. You know, you're looking at those houses. There's a lot of houses over there now in River Islands and stuff. So I'm pretty sure you guys are wondering where I'm going with this, but you're looking at the landscape there, dude, it's beautiful there. It's so fucking beautiful. The cops are little bitches over there, but it's beautiful over there. And yeah, man, it's pretty. It's gorgeous. It's nice. I mean, I wasn't planning on going there directly. I mean, considering the fact that I was wearing pajamas, dude. I was wearing pajamas that look like Santa Claus pajamas. Like the same themed, same colors, red and black. It looked like I was wearing pajamas, like the whole upper part and the lower part, pajamas. It was crazy. So it was crazy, but it was awesome. It was awesome because being able to get out and go and explore and go and, you know, just get out and, you know, not have to be at the house all the time or just be at home or something like that. Because mind you, dude, my old scooter, it was shitty, dude. It was absolutely shitty compared to this one. This one is massively quadruply on steroids. Massively quadruply on steroids compared. Because it has dual suspension. So the front and back. And any other fucking bump that I hit on that other scooter, it would be questionable. You'd be like, oh fuck. Oh shit. Oh shit, fuck. Oh fuck, shit. Oh god, I'm gonna crash. Oh fuck, fuck. Mind you, I did crash on the first one, but that was my fault for going hella fast, though. I was going hella fast. I was buzzing. I'm pretty sure I smoked, not if I'm not mistaken, too. So, I mean, I was pretty cross-faded on that time, and I really fucked up and crashed. But, hey, things happen for a reason. I'm looking at this beautiful, gorgeous thing now. Like, for a scooter to have turn signals, a horn. I mean, mind you, dude, the last time I thought of absolutely beefing up a scooter, I ended up with no scooter. But, dude, I was just, you know, simply, like, I was so excited about ordering the parts. I was so excited about doing this specific project because, mind you, I had success the first time. I'm going to say it one more time because I want to hear myself say it. I had success the first time, not the first time, the second time. So when I bought the first scooter, right, everything was fine and dandy up until the crash, right? My dumb fucking ass, you know, does more than I should and ends up, you know, obviously making it to where it's immobile. You know, there's a little piece in there. It's a little big important piece. It's a little big piece, essentially. It's the brain of the scooter. It's the brain of anything. It's like the brain, the main part of your phone, the main part of your TV, the main part of any fucking electronic. It's the brain. It's the MO. It's everything. The main course of the scooter, right? So it's the controller, right? You look it up, e-scooter controllers. They have a lot of them on Amazon, a lot of them available on Amazon. I would say Amazon is more so my go-to because, there's more of those on there than anything. And then mainly comes from China and stuff and all that. So it makes it, obviously it makes it cool, but you got different scooter brands. You got different controllers that are made for specific scooters. I mean, I don't know 100% of the details when it comes to e-scooter, controllers and stuff. And obviously, if you think about it, the more expensive, the more, obviously, better it's going to run. But the second time, I turned my scooter into a much faster scooter. Going from 17 miles to 23. I mean, that's not really necessarily too big of a jump, but it is if you're riding on two wheels. It is if you're standing up 90%, 95%, 100% of the time. Because, dude, like I said, this thing has a seat on it, but my fat ass does not sit down on it. Because, dude, I want to encourage the top speed for this thing. I want to ensure the top speed of this thing. And I don't know if it was for some reason, dude, after riding a scooter for so long, I don't feel comfortable sitting down. I'm not saying, I mean, obviously my first ever two-wheeled vehicle was a moped, but I wasn't ever able to drive that on the road. I wasn't ever able to really do that. I mean, the first ever two-wheeled vehicle I ever rode, well, let alone this two-wheeled machine or whatever the fuck you want to call it, was a bicycle, right? Anyone and everyone, and probably anybody that's ever heard this podcast has probably read or rode a bicycle. I was going to say ride a bicycle. Anyone that's ever listened to the show has rode a bicycle. You have. You're bullshitting if you have it. And, yeah, I mean, it's dangerous, man. Like I said, you're openly exposed to the world in a way. Obviously, we're all openly exposed to the world in general. You you're driving a car, you're essentially protected by that, you know, the, obviously, I don't know what they make their cars out of nowadays, but dude, aluminum, whatever the fuck it is, you know, some of these cars crumple like beer cans nowadays, but you look and you're protected by something. Now, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, something is better than nothing, right? But on a scooter, you're openly exposed to the world. You know, I don't see too many people riding scooters around still to this day. There's not a lot of them, man. Let me tell you, there's not a lot. I don't see a lot of them, at least over here. And you go 40 miles up towards the Bay Area, maybe so. Maybe in Fremont. You know, I like that area. I was seeing, like, the reason why I haven't ever traveled with a scooter before is because, dude, it's because this thing is hella long. It's hella big compared to my other scooter. I mean, but then again, on top of that, it's because of the old battery, the original battery for the on the other scooter. Like the other, I had another scooter, the previous scooter, dude. So for example, I go from here 5 miles to where I work. That shit would need to be charged. It would need to be charged in order to drive back. I could go there and back probably 3 times before it needs to be charged. Maybe even 4. If I'm just going there and back, hauling ass, top speed, then I could. Probably, but I don't know. I haven't fully tested it out, but it's fully charged right now. I actually fully charged it. It takes about 10 hours to charge, so it was, you know, guaranteed. I mean, especially with all this torque and all the power that it comes with, and just how massively heavy this shit is, dude. Oh my god. As heavy as it is, as heavy as I am, as fast as that shit moves, makes for one hell of a fucking time, that's for sure. You know, people have a lot of unorthodox vehicles on the road nowadays, and I just introduced this one. I'm probably the only one in this area that has one, too. I'd be the only one. This is the most beefiest, roided up scooter I've ever seen before. I never even knew this thing was possible. It's absolutely badass. It's absolutely cool. It's absolutely badass. So I got this DOT approved. My cousin told me about it. DOT approved helmet. So you got helmets right there, right? You gotta get helmets that are DOT approved. I mean, like, if you get in a crash, a collision, and you go head first or something. Mind you, I did smack my head the first time I fell, and dude, it wasn't pretty. I was fucked up for a while, man. Shoulder wise and whatnot, but dude, DOT approved. I got this really badass helmet with the face shield. Dude, like I said, we live in the country. On top of that, and then on top of that, there's a bunch of bugs and annoying shit, dude. And it's like, I don't need to die because of a fucking bug. Being like, I don't need a bug to hit me in my eye or something. I try to wipe my eye and I end up crashing or something because I can't see. It's just the nature of it, dude. But yeah, I got this really cool helmet. I couldn't figure out if my head was a big ass head or a little ass head, meaning like extra large or large. I couldn't tell. So probably extra large would be a little bit better. But, you know, different places have different sizes. Meaning China has, you know, obviously they're extra large. Maybe it's a regular large. Or, you know, there's times I've ordered shit that was quote-unquote large or extra large. And it wasn't even that. It was like a size lower. But what are we going to do later? What are we going to do later here on this? We're probably going to end up going on a ride later on today. But maybe after, what's it called? Maybe after all the Amazon packages get here. No, I'm just kidding. No, mind you, I just don't like not being home when Amazon delivers. Can you believe that, dude? Amazon like does the same day delivery and all that shit on top of it. That's got to be beneficial for a lot of people. Like, do a lot of people use Amazon? Raise your hand if you do. I mean, it's very beneficial, man. Like, I have filled my fridge up with food from Amazon. Because if you guys have Save Mart over there in your area and stuff, it's somewhere that's in California. It's a store that's in California. I mean, I don't know if they have Save Mart in other states and all that shit, but they probably do. Who knows? But they deliver to your house directly through Amazon, which is cool. But ladies and gentlemen, take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back right after these messages. Folks, don't go anywhere. Truth Speech will be right back after these messages. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, from our commercial break. Little did you guys know that this was probably like the longest commercial break that we've taken between takes. But it doesn't affect y'all. You guys get the great show no matter what. We put forth a great show for you guys. It don't matter what here on this platform. Like I said, welcome back to True Speech with the King. Quickly, obviously, what prompted me to get the fuck up out of there work-wise, because yesterday, I went and got my helmet because I ordered a new helmet, like I said, through Amazon, like with the face shield and all that. So it should be delivered later on today. But mind you, so I go to my job, right? And I visit my coworkers, you know, some two cool ass motherfuckers that are there. You know, shout out to you guys. I'm not gonna say their names on the air to their personal privacies and respect for them. But dude, so I go in there, right? And this motherfucker's hella weird. This weird ass motherfucker comes in and knows my name because my name tag probably previously when I did work. When I was working there. So I'm there just solely there to get my helmet, right? And this motherfucker comes in. It's all weird and shit. So like he's all not even coked out, whatever it is. I don't know what the fuck this motherfucker's on, but so he comes in, right? And he always comes in. Doesn't know what days I work. I don't give a fuck to tell him. I'm not into dudes, dude. First off. Second off, I have a girl. Third off, I'm not into faggots. And fourth off, I would like pussy until the day I die. There's never a form. There's never a scenario. There's never anything in the world that will ever get me to like a man, let alone a drug addict fueled, drug induced motherfucker like that. Like, get the fuck away from me, man. Like, I'm not on the clock. So I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, dude, I'm going to go the fuck off. I'm like, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. So I was like, peace, guys. I got to get the fuck out of here. So I got the fuck up out of there. And I went on a ride. So, yeah, it was pretty fun, man. Let me tell you. Like I said, I go on a lot of rides now. In a lot of ways, I underused the scooter for the most part. I mean, underused because I'm still realizing the ultimate potential of what it is. That ain't bad, right? That is not bad at all. I'm glad. I'm happy. I get to do that. I get to use that. And, dude, it's fucking fast, man. Let me tell you. It is fucking fast, man. But my fat ass probably gets to run 10 miles lesser than what it is. But still goddamn fast, though. It's acceleration. It's power. I mean, there's probably something I'm not doing right 100% on there. Because, dude, there's like a hidden menu or some shit like that. Are we going to make this whole podcast about a scooter? No, probably not. No, but yeah, as we were saying, guys, we're back. It's good to be back. I mean, dude, there's so much stuff that's happened, so much stuff to cover, so much stuff to recap, so much stuff to detail on this show. Dude, it feels like it's been forever. So how about it, man? I can't believe that UFC 300 is already wrapped. I can't even believe that happened. I can't even believe that we're on UFC 300 already, man. I mean, they've already got fights announced for UFC 301, 302. Fuck, man. Time flies. But let me tell you, I did watch a bit of UFC 300. Like, you know, the main event and stuff. The Max Holloway versus Justin Gaethje fight. Obviously, you see what Max Holloway did. Dude, that was one hell of a fight. I mean, Max Holloway looked big, man, at 155. I mean, not big in a bad way. And he looked like he was healthy. He looked like he was made for that weight class. He looked like he did that weight gain the proper way. You know, usually when people drop a weight class, they say, like, you know, the weight drop and stuff, the weight cut or whatever it is. But, dude, He looked phenomenal, man. Classic Max Holloway. This dude does not age either. I mean, props to Justin Gaethje because it takes two to tango, man. Then Alex Pereira defending his UFC. I mean, I didn't even know Alex Pereira was a champion, man, at 205 pounds. I mean, it shows you, man. There's so much going on in the world of mixed martial arts and stuff in general, dude. There's so much to keep up with. But, dude, I am back in the world of that, man. What a hell of a fucking showing that was, man, dude. And get this, dude. Get this. So, mind you, like, as I said... Hello? I hadn't watched the fights in a long time, right? So I'm going back, right? I'm looking down at the card. I mean, there's Aljamain Sterling's great performance over Calvin Kattar. Got Davison Figueroa's weird naked choke win over former champion Cody Garbrandt at bantamweight. And then... last but not least, dude, the best fucking part was not the fights. Well, I mean, obviously the fights, I'm joking when I say that, but the best parts wasn't the fights. The tale of the tape music, dude. The original OG tale of the tape music, dude. What the fuck? Awesome, dude. Straight awesome. That was straight awesome, bro. That was straight awesome. Exciting. Blown away. I thought it was fake. At first, then I suddenly realized that, oh my god, that is some real shit. Absolutely exciting. Dude, that was fucking cool, dude. And nothing beats Bruce Buffer's. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Fucking always hits differently when Bruce Buffer does it. No one does it like Bruce Buffer, dude. What a hell of a showing. Dude, Aljamain Sterling winning at a higher weight class. I mean, dude, the BMF title being on the line with Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje, dude. What a fucking showing, dude. It was hard to tell which one was the main event, dude. You know, it was underwhelming kind of having Pereira versus Hill as the main event of UFC 300. I mean, no offense. Obviously, it was a great showing by both. Main and co-main eventers, but dude, Alex Pereira's win over Hill, I mean, obviously it was impressive. Obviously it was expected by a lot of people. I mean, obviously Jamal Hill being the former champion himself. Now I think this is his big comeback fight. Was this his first fight back? I'm not too sure, but yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, Alex Pereira, say what you want about his style and whatever else it is, dude, the guy comes back, fights Hill, knocks Hill out. A little bit of a weird showing between Herb Dean, you know, for a second, you know, low blow landed. And, you know, the action stops for 2 seconds and then recontinues. And then boom, the fight's over. Damn, dude. No ground and pound finish for Pereira. Props to Hill always. Obviously, class act and the feet. You remember his, Hill's pre-fight antics, you know, his walkout, his taunting of Alex, and Alex is walking out. I'm like, dude, that's a scary motherfucker to be freaking taunting and stuff like that, you know what I mean? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy, but, hey, man, whatever happens, happens. This is a fight game. Anything can happen. This is a game of inches, and this is a game that does not forgive. It is unforgiving. Can you believe it, dude? Wow. I mean, but there's still so much more, man. And to be fair, I have not watched the entire UFC 300 card. I've read about the performances. There's so much going on, man. Israel and what is it? Iran is Israel and Iran. All that shit that's going on in the world in general. The wars. The Ukraine, obviously, still sitting there. I mean, all the conspiracies, all the stuff around surrounding that stuff. Dude, and on top of that, this marks the biggest year for America. As in resorting and referring to the presidential election and all that. Dude, there's so much stuff going around that. And dude, what did I do on my 30-something day layoff? You know, I learned a lot about wires, meaning power wires, like anything in wires, like your charger wires, your just power wires, dude. Anything and everything, dude. I learned a lot about power wires, connecting wires. Dude, I didn't even fucking know that you could put back together a wire just by twisting it together. Obviously, easier said than done. But you gotta have the bare wires, meaning you know how they have those little fucking cords, right? The color cords and shit. Peel those bitches back. Safely, obviously. Don't have your shit plugged in. Number three. Twist them together with the other ones. Because, you know, you look at your little iPhone cords and shit like that. You see one cord, right, bro? And you don't think about it like that. But when you cut one of those motherfuckers, or one of them gets cut, or, you know, slice, or they break, dude, you just point blank, even if they don't break, anyone and everyone, if you look at a cord, what do you think? It's just one cord, right? You look at it, it's just generally one phone cord or one aux cord. You don't fucking look at it like a, what's it called? You don't look at it like a fucking, double cord. You look at it like, you look at it like, what the fuck? I'm losing my train of thought. Because I seen something pop up on my phone for a second. You look at it as one cord, right? But there's like four different fucking little cords in there. That's just crazy, man. I completely botched that last, like, 30 seconds of the show. Meaning, like, dude, so point blank, when you look at any cord, any charging cord, any power cord, any kind of cord, right? There's a bunch of different cords in that one little cord. So you cut open, you take off the little rubber or plastic skin of a fucking iPhone cord, for example, or an Android cord, whatever the fuck you want. You look at it, dude, there's a bunch of little cords depending on the cord, the brand, whatever it is you got. You gotta match colors with colors. That's what I learned. I mean, it's cool, dude. It's cool to learn about shit. It's cool to be able to play with things like that. Mind you, I had a bunch of useless cords around, so dude, I was able to play around with those and use those and put those together. Mind you, dude, I did fuck up some of my old iPhone cords. Mind you, because they were fucking slow. No one likes a shitty-ass cord. No one likes a shitty-ass charger. Now, I try to push people. I mean, dude, I try to push people to not get the shitty versions of things. But mind you, I was going to say, I remember I was telling Julius like a while back, dude. She probably didn't even understand why. But, dude, I was taking like 3 fucking ass hours, dude. Dude, mind you, so who else in the world do you know that has this much dedication to something? 3 motherfucking ass hours, right? 3 motherfucking ass hours. Let me say it one more time for you bitches in the back. 3 motherfucking ass hours, dude, to like look up a charger or find a good ass freaking iPhone, Apple charger. An authentic one. Because, you know, at one point in time, ladies and gentlemen, when I had my iPad, I'm like, dude, this thing does not charge with a regular, authentic iPhone cord. This shit didn't charge. It didn't charge. It would not charge. And if it did, it charged goddamn slowly. Mind you, speaking of that, I actually have to charge my phone right now, too. Because if you remember, I do the show through this because of Spotify. Spotify makes it so much easier, ladies and gentlemen. Spotify, Anchor, formerly known obviously as Anchor, now it's Spotify for podcasters and stuff like that. And, you know, the app, everything is curated and created for artists and stuff like that. And it's made to be one of the most efficient ways to produce and publish a podcast. Super easy. All under one roof, too. So, I mean, it makes it a little bit easier. Obviously, in my case, a lot easier. But, we haven't been back in a while, man. I mean, dude, it feels damn good to be back. It feels good. It feels right. I was just like, dude, I cannot go another fucking week or another fucking day without updating the people. It's not that I hadn't thought about you guys. It's not that I hadn't wanted to put a show out. Just been busy, man. It's been a lot of stuff been up to. No, I wasn't just playing with wires for the whole time. No, I wasn't doing a bunch of cocaine the entire time. I'm just joking. Dude, this scooter's big, dude. This scooter's big as fuck. And it's long as fuck, too. Truly stands up to his name. Awesome. It's spelled A-U-S-O-M, dude. I'm fucking excited. So, during the commercial break, mind you, I know it's going to sound so bad, but I did ride it during the commercial break, right? It was like an hour and a half long of a... No, maybe a little bit less, but no, dude, because I went to and from. I went to go get my helmet. That's why I was telling you a story about that little fucking weird faggot that kept coming in and stuff. I don't like fucking dudes. I like women. I like pussy all the way. And I don't like people trying to hit on me in general. I get so weirded out by it. That's why I was like, one time I was trying to tell Julie. So one time I was on the phone and she was on the phone with me while I was at work, right? And mind you, I work in customer service. So bitches come through to and from all the time through those doors, not by my choice, by their own choice, because they're just, we serve the public, we serve the people, right? So she comes in, right, and just, I don't know, some of them say baby or hun, or they're flirty, and just hearing their little voices in the background on the phone, when you're on the phone, it's not a good sign. I'm setting myself up to get my head chopped off. It's not a fun time. It's not a fun thing. It's not a good way to set yourself up for failure. You know what I mean? But so I was trying to tell her, right? Dude, these bitches come in here, and the ones that are flirty, the ones that do act like little sluts, I'm like, dude, I'm not into that stuff. I'm not into people who throw themselves at people. I'm not into people who try to give it up to someone super easily or something, or try to get with you, or try to sleep with you hella fast and stuff. Dude, there's a lot of fucking whores like that nowadays, dude. And the OnlyFans trend, the sexual tendencies, the sexual exploitation of women in general, just the whole vibe of it, dude. I'm not into that, man. I can only imagine how the great and loyal women feel, dude. It's like, dude, everyone's getting pushed. Push. Dude, do not go on Threads. Do not go on Threads if you don't want to see ass, tits, and pussy all over the place. Now, mind you, they won't show pussy because it's Instagram, right? I mean, we're on Zuckerberg's platform. So, I mean, dude, Zuckerberg's platform, I highly doubt we'll have that. So, dude, there's just sluts, and sluts. And guess what else? Slut. Mind you, like, I'm looking, it's like, if you go on Threads, right, you guys can follow me, threads.com/GiaKing_official, I believe, threads.net, my bad, it follows people for you. I mean, what if I didn't want to follow that fucker? Why is it following people for me? Dude, I guarantee, if you open that bitch up in public, try opening it up at a Starbucks. I had an interesting comment to make about Starbucks, but I'm not going to make it because I'm not getting my head cut off, ladies and gentlemen. I like to live. I'm only 27 years old, and I plan on living like a few decades longer, right? Not only 30 years longer, as long as God allows me to. And I don't want to start my death nor my funeral or my plans for my funeral anytime soon. So I'm not going to say what the comment was, ladies and gentlemen. The name of the game has changed substantially, dude. Substantially. Like, just the whole outlook on things. When it comes to women, no offense, ladies. No offense to anyone else. But women, I mean, obviously, is this a biased thing to say? But women have a little bit easier of a time making money. Oh, biased opinion, quote unquote. It's a biased, sexist opinion. Is it? Is it really, though? Not if you're not a smart person. Not if you're not a dumb fuck. You think about it. Think about it, dude. Like, you can take pictures of yourself. Your ass. Your tits. Nudes completely. Show off your pussy. No matter what it is, dude. You can take pictures like that. And it's just like, it's... I applaud it in a way. I mean, I don't 100% support it. I wouldn't want my own daughter, let alone my own significant other, to do something like that to earn money if times are hard. But, dude, the way that they do it is impressive. And what do I mean by that? Meaning that they can finesse a bunch of horny, thirsty dudes to come in and pay whatever the fuck they ask for. You want to see her tits? Boom. $25. You want to see her tits? $35. You want to see X, Y, or Z? Dude, you can get paid for that. Not men. Women, though. Now, I applaud it. Like I said, I you know, whatever the hell they got to do to get money. Whatever the hell they got to do to get that payment. I'm not going to knock someone for making money. However, I just maybe not be the most supportive of it. But it's just the nature of what we live in now. Society's changing. People are changing. Evolution is evolving. And is there a word for the opposite of evolving? Society's de-evolving? That's not even a fucking word, dude. It's not even evolving. I mean, some of it is evolving. The technology, obviously, and all that other stuff. But, dude, there's like a large amount of people that literally decreasing when it comes to IQs and stuff. Their IQs, their ways of life, the ways that their morals, X, Y, and Z when it comes to how they think or what's right or what isn't right. The stuff that gets glorified versus the stuff that doesn't. The stuff that gets supported versus the stuff that doesn't. The presidents, the corruption, illegal voting. I mean, the immigrant status of the United States of America. America, excuse me. Meaning the fact that how easy it is to get into the United States of America now because of corruption when it comes to voting and stuff and them wanting to get extra votes. So in a way, they do a deal with the devil and allow people to come in and oh, you can come in free. You get a house. You get a stimulus in a way. You don't have to worry about anything. Just vote for Joe Biden. That's the way the world works. It's crazy. It's corrupt. It's not the way of the world. But hey, there's more to it than just that. No, obviously, like I was just saying this earlier to one of my family members. Dude, they're... There's no perfect country out there. There is no perfect country. There is no perfect president. There is no perfect senator. There's no perfect politicians. There's no perfect anything. We just have what we have. We just play the hands that we are dealt. When you play Uno, or you play Monopoly, or you play Go Fish, and those are funny ass comparisons. Examples, but it's like you've got to play the hand that's dealt. You can't wish for something else. You can't hope for something else. You got to work for it. And you've got to work for it. If you can't work for it because it's not realistic, you got to do what... Blah, 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 blah. Oh, I was going to have a massive tongue twister. You've got to do with what you have. Meaning you got to be able to just play the hand that you're dealt. And use it to your most efficient way. Otherwise, you're going to be fucked. Life will not be in your favor. Life will not go your way. You're going to be upset. You're going to be mad. You're not going to want to do things as you would. It's okay, though. Life happens the way it happens, and we got to go with it. You know, I'm a big advocate for, as I said, like, you know, the... way you respond to something negative or an adversity or something not going your way or, you know, a big tragic loss or a loss in some form, how you respond to it is everything. It's even bigger in a way than the action itself. It's bigger than the action itself. A lot of people choose not to believe that, but it's definitely goddamn true. Now, why do people choose? This is a big question. This is a big question, ladies and gentlemen. Why do people, this may be even slightly off topic from what we were just talking about, but we could talk about anything, because we talk about anything and everything here, ladies and gentlemen. We talk about anything and everything on this show. It's been a while. We're keen to do 3 a.m. podcasts, 4 a.m. podcasts, 5 a.m. podcasts. Don't fucking matter, as long as you put out a damn good show for everybody. So, the big question at the top of the hour. Why do people not face the truth? Why don't they face the pain? Why don't they face the realisticness of things? Or the reality of things, better worded. I couldn't tell you. You know, I am someone who personally, myself, face the magic no matter what. You got to. You got to be as realistic as possible. I mean, it's fun to live in fantasy world or little ding-dong land. But if you're not realistic with yourself, you're going to get sideswiped. You're going to get blindsided. You're going to get thrown off. You're going to have life fuck you in your ass. A little bit of aggressive way, a term to use. But, dude, life is not going to go your way. Situations may not go your way. These may not go your way. And anything and everything, X, Y, and Z, as you just said, will not go your way. But what are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit there and whine and complain? How old are you? How old are you? Answer that. How old are you? Like, your life's not over. It's not over just because one thing doesn't go your way or the other thing. Or it feels like you have a string of bad luck that's been hitting you back to back. This is how you respond. You got to come up with a game plan. You got to think of efficient ways to push yourself and gather everything back to normal. Put things in a way that you're able to reset, rebound, and reemerge from the darkness. You know what I mean? Dude, there is a shit ton of things coming from Amazon, I believe, today. So that's going to be crazy. But midway point, I mean, I think we're a little bit past the midway point of this episode. 506 episodes. It's still mind-blowing that we're at 500 episodes of True Speech. Dude, we have a fuck ton of episodes. When was the last episode? When was the last time we had an episode? So quick question. Are we in podcast jail? Because our last show is like April 3rd. It's April 18th now. 2 days till 4:20. Anybody got plans? I know by the next time we come back, it will be past 4:20. Does anyone have any plans? Does anyone have anything planned? I mean, in most cases, I think most people think, or most people I know, it's 4:20 every day, because you don't need 1 day to show that. If anything, it gives those little fucking cops a day to catch all the stoners, and we don't want that. We don't want that at all. I wouldn't advocate for someone to do that. I mean, damn, I'd say like that's the same thing with me when I drink or smoke. I dominantly do it at home, primarily. I don't like to go out. I don't like to go to the bars. I don't like to do any of that shit. The only cool ass thing that I did that was smoking in public was a motherfucking weed bar. I believe it was in L.A., the one I went to, but there was one in San Francisco as well. I talk about it all the time. Anytime I get a chance to mention this shit, dude, I think, dude, this is cool. I got some CO2 for my airsoft guns, too. I got two airsoft guns. I got one of them on Amazon and one of them off the Glock website as well. The Glock 19, they have a replica gun in the airsoft world. But I have a 6R 1911. I think I'm saying it right. Am I saying it right? Oh, 6R 1911. Yeah, I have that. So, dude, I put the CO2 in. Dude, you got to be fucking on your point when you come to those CO2 pistols, dude. When just simply inserting the CO2 into your gun. Because I had my shit bust everywhere. And if it, you know, CO2 is the shit that they keep at gas stations and shit like that, and stores to keep all their drink cold, right? So I didn't twist it in all the way, right? So I kind of was laggy on twisting it. I thought I twisted it. I was pretty damn sure and convinced that I twisted it in right. Next thing you know, I hear it leaking, and I put my ear up to the gun. I'm like, oh, dude, I didn't put it up to the very front of it. I just put it up to the side where you stick the little CO2 in, and I was just like, what the fuck? And I heard it, and it wasn't all the way in, so I wasted one essential cartridge, and I bought a pack of 5, and I bought 2 of them, so I bought a pack of 10. $10, flat. It's kind of cool how Amazon has it like a, what's it called? It was a flat price. I mean, dude, Amazon substantially is moving up in the world. So, I mean, you got to give it to them over there. You know, Amazon is moving up in the world. So, I mean, shout out to Jeff Bezos and his wife. I mean, you guys see the picture is, if you're not on Twitter, you probably haven't seen it, but if you've seen it on Instagram, if you've seen people talking about it, yeah, think about it for a second. Do you see the picture of his wife, Bezos's new wife or his girlfriend or whomever the fuck he's boning now, in the red dress and stuff, but supposedly looked like she was wearing a mask or some shit? Because I know they have these like high profile masks that you can wear now and stuff. Well, it is not available to the public in some ways. I mean, I don't know that it is, but it's made to look like it's someone else, like a white guy wears it. I seen this one video, it was like, I forgot who the fuck it was to put it on. I think it was just demonstrating how realistic it looked, and he put it on and it looked like it was a white guy. Vice versa, I flip it around, it was a white guy putting it on, it was a black guy. He was posing as if he was a black guy, right? So I think it was a George Floyd mask or some shit like that. But let me tell you, dude, it looked damn real to me. That shit's crazy. It was crazy, man. It was really, really crazy. And I know they have those deep fakes. I know they have like the, you know, supposed everyone thinks everyone's clones and stuff like that when it comes to celebrities or stuff like that, or suspect celebrities and stuff like. I mean, I've seen that shit with people say that with Biden. I mean, this whole country's a joke in general when it comes to the way that it's ran, and the pedophiles that are in charge and stuff, whatnot, and all the anyone and everyone from Hollywood up and down the list to the music industry. All these motherfuckers are all faggots. Literally. I mean, they're all children, child predators. They're all satanic supporters. They're all satanic ritualists. All these people have done the deal with the devil. Anyone and everyone that hasn't, you don't hear about them. Anyway, but the ones that do, you hear about them. They're in the mainstream news all the time. They're still doing damn well for themselves. They're not eating out of food shelter. There's some people that are prospering. They're people that are prospering. They're the elites. That's what they call the elites. The people that are in charge. The people that are laughing at all these fucking people that are struggling day by day, paycheck by paycheck. All the basic people. All the humans. All of us. Obviously, they're human too, but they don't. The ways they go about life isn't human-ish. Human-ish. They're devils. They're devils. They're people who have sold their soul, their morals to gather that fame, to grasp the fame, to become successful. Now, if you think about it, why the fuck would you need to do that if you just have talent? If you have talent, why the hell would you need to sell anything other than your music tracks? Because that's not how it works in this world. That's not how it works in today's day and age. Now, mind you, if you're a public figure or a social media person or a TikToker or whatever the fuck it is, you know, there's a lot of people that get famous without it. But there's a lot of people that don't. There is a lot of people that, you know, obviously have to do the deal with the devil. I mean, there's some people that are subpar when it comes to acting and actors. Actors, actresses, music industries, whatever it is. There's some people that are all right. And there's some people that are, oh my God, this person is absolutely has all the potential in the world to be the absolute superstar. Let's get this person. Let's pull this guy in. Let's see if this guy can do this. Let's see if this girl can do it. Let's see if they're willing to do the deal with the devil. Just the fact that it's centered around kids is fucking weird. Now, a lot of people may think it's bullshit. A lot of people may think it's full of shit. You know, you got people, like we said, are in denial and stuff. And as we were just talking about earlier, you got fuck faces that are in denial so bad that they don't either want to experience the truth, they don't want to believe it, or they're too scared to believe it, or they're just that dumb to not be fully aware of the things that are going on in the world. I mean, from what they're hearing about when it comes to their favorite actor or their favorite artist. Oh, no, it's my favorite artist. She would never do that. You're just a hater. Hey, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. You're a kid, and you're supportive. If you support X, Y, or Z, you're supportive of what they are doing and what they are about. And now, mind you, so I was thinking about this a few weeks ago. Does it change my perspective on, let's say, music-wise? If there's a particular person, I know there's a handful of these motherfuckers now, more notably P. Diddy in the news, that was in the news. Does it change my perspective on the music? Or let's say actor, their movies. Does it change my opinion on it? Fuck. I don't have a straight answer for you. I mean, I could say no. I mean, I enjoy the movies. I enjoy the Nickelodeon TV shows, the classic ones, like, you know, the Victoriouses, the iCarly, the Drake and Josh. They were good damn shows at the time. But nowadays, in 2024, today's world, today's years old, when I'm today's year old, fucking try to say that 10 times fast, it changes my perspective on it a little bit. Because I know what was going on. You know, all these creepy-ass producers, all these little gay-ass motherfuckers in there. These people are all fucking gay, dude. All of Hollywood, all its producers, all its directors, all fucking faggots. I mean, dude, I can understand having someone in their little elite group of people and all that, and whatever fucking rituals you guys feel like you need to have, that's all right, that's perfectly fine by me. But why around kids? You know, like, why for blood? I mean, hey, I don't know, I'm not in their group. I don't ever plan on being in their group. I don't need to be in the group. My job is to expose the group and obviously not be killed in the process. But I mean, what I'm doing, what I'm saying is that I am in a good spot because I don't have that global outreach. I'd like to say that I do. I'd like to say that I can persuade and motivate and reach out to a bunch of different types of people. But realistically, they only go for people. I mean, obviously, I feel like in my own life, there's a lot of forms of it when people try to take everything that I've worried for, or there's different things and times that I have. But there is a lot more higher-based people that they would go for. People that pose a threat. People that present a problem. Like Trump, for example. Trump has tried anything and everything to wipe Trump off the face of the earth when it comes to his presidency, when it comes to him being a president and trying to run for office again. They're trying anything and everything. Is it working? No, it's not. You could charge him with whatever the fuck it is you want. You could charge the Tate brothers with whatever the fuck it is you want. How about you charge the pedophiles that are in charge? How about you charge Dan Schneider? Those who don't know, Dan Schneider, the creator of iCarly, Victorious, Zoey 101, Jake and Josh. What up? And that guy looks like a fat-ass fucking piece of shit. He's a fat fucking weirdo. Dude, if you look at him, he looks like a fucking weird faggot. Now, mind you, don't cancel me because I'm using the word faggot. Dude, these people are supportive of children. They love children. They're gay for children. And ladies and gentlemen, we must protect the children here on this in this world in general. I mean, a bunch of children that are getting trafficked, disappearing in Maui fires. I mean, the kids that disappeared from the Maui fires. Dude, there's children disappearing all over the fucking United States. Not even just in the United States. It's globally, dude. These people love children. They have a sick obsession with children. Why? Why? Who knows? I don't have the answer. I'm questioning it myself. I'm just thinking, what the fuck is up with these people, man? I just seen it in the news or something. Some Pennsylvania-based police officer was arrested. Supposedly locked a 13-month-old baby in something in, like, the bathroom or some shit like that. And he was arrested for raping her. Like, wait, what? Dude, what? Dude, I mean, what do they get from their sick obsessions with people who aren't even of age, dude? I can understand maybe 16, 17-year-old. I'm not saying that you should go and rape someone like that. But, dude, it's not even teenagers, bro. It's little-ass kids. I'm not advocating or posing or stating, like I said once again, that that's the age. There's no form of this that makes this any of this okay. It's just substantially odd. You know what I mean? But it's all good because we're not rapists here. We're here. This is our job is to expose the corruption, to talk about it, to bring light to it. You know what I mean? We're not going to sit here and just let it happen. I mean, obviously, it's the world we live in. But personally, from my message to all my listeners, everybody listens, just people in general, all the great people in the world that there is. Don't let it consume your life. Don't let all this information that you learn on the internet, that you learn on Twitter, that you learn from the deep woke version of media, that the people that are willing to expose and tell you anything and everything about the world that we truly live in, from the ups and downs and lefts and the rights. Don't let it change your view of your own life, your own family's life, your own kid's life. It doesn't matter. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. Don't worry about these other people. Just do enough to protect yourself. Read enough to protect yourself. Read enough to be aware of it. Read enough to persuade and motivate and to educate. You got to educate. You got to be willing to educate people. But you got to watch what you do in some ways, because you don't want to, obviously, like I said, be canceled. I mean, that's a bit of a stretch when it comes to the word canceled. But okay, no one's truly canceled. Fuck that. That's not true. You're only canceled when you truly give up. But you got to be aware of all the bullshit, all aware of the corruption, and you can't fall prone to it. You know, you got to be willing to fight and be willing to accept and be willing to dig deeply for your information here. But enough of that discussion. More to come on this next episode, dude. What a hell of an episode that we've had today. Yeah, I mean, we have room to talk about that stuff all the time, ladies and gentlemen. We can break it all down. We can talk about it no matter what here. What a return episode. I promise not to do that again on the next episode. I mean, like I said, meaning, like, I don't plan on going all the way again from, was it April 3rd? Here we are, April 18th. But doing more, a little bit more than a couple weeks away from, a little bit more of than a couple weeks away from the show. But now we've returned back to a normal scale. We're not going to go a long time without it again. So you guys know where to find me. Instagram.com/gtheking_official. Threads.net/gtheking_official. Also, like I said, our podcast is available everywhere you get your shows. Podcast shows exclusively on Spotify, exclusively on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and all the other major podcast providers. 9 other podcast providers, actually, to be exact. Instagram.com/truespeechpod, threads.net/truespeechpod, and x.com, like I said, twitter.com/truespeechpod. So until the next episode, ladies and gentlemen, have a good weekend, you all. Stay safe, stay awake, stay woke to the madness, and be aware of everything and anything and everything. And drive carefully and fuck a lot of bitches. I'm just kidding. Just joking. I'm not going to advocate for that, but you know, you guys live your life and enjoy the fuck out of it. So until we return, we will be back next week. If not next week, we'll be back next week, because we're not going to go any longer than that. We're not going to be thrown in podcast jail again, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of this bitch. We will see you next week. We're out of this bitch one more time, ladies and gentlemen. And stay tuned. I mean, like I said, tune in, stream, share, like, share, rate, and review. One last time before we get out of here. We're out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. DJ, turn me up. I like my music loud, so DJ, turn me up. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. All the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch. I come to party, kinda get lit. Music allowed, it's lit up with hits. If I hop on it, then do what you get. I just go in like the flip of a switch.